Yeah, so this is a video from, I think a documentarian on YouTube, and he has this series of interviews with people telling stories in a very vivid way. But I thought this last part of this video was really interesting, and it's something that I think we've sort of talked about before when we ate prata downstairs. So I thought like it would be interesting.
What's the documentarian?
I think he shoots documentary films.
Why don't you just say filmmaker?
Okay, filmmaker. Primarily documentary filmmaker. Yeah.
Sure.
Thanks for the clarification.
Okay. Yeah. Let's see what a documentarian will have to say.
You.
I think when you get older, you get a little more cautious anyway, more so than when you're young, because when you're young, you don't think about a lot of things. You do it, spontaneous. But when you get older, you think out things a little more. You get a little on the cautious side, and you're not going to jump into something real quick without thinking about it. And I guess it made me that way. I mean, I became a little more conservative as time went on, and I think everybody does. Everybody becomes, from Democrats, they go to Republicans when they get older. It always seems that way. Everybody I ever talked to when I was young, they were all Democrats. Now I find that half the people I know are Republicans now. I don't know why, but that's the way it works out. Now, my father once said to me, I'll never forget this as long as I live, he doesn't like a reformer, or as he used to call them, a do-gooder in office. He used to call them do-gooders. And I said, why, Pop? He says, because every time they get in office, it seems like all the businesses go out. Nothing happens in business. They make it tough for a guy to operate in business. Then he would add on to it. He said, I only want a man in office that I can get to. He said, that's the American system. And he says, and that system works. And I used to poo-poo the thing. I'd say, you can't be serious. I was full of ideals. I was going to set the world straight. I said, you can't be serious. He says, when you get older, you'll understand what I'm saying. And as I got older, I started understanding what my father had said. And it made a little bit of sense. I mean, I still can't condone a guy going out just out and out stealing, a politician and all that. But it seems to work in a sense, that system of you take care of me, I'll take care of you, and this, that, and the other. Like up in New York many years ago, they used to have what they used to call the ward healer. And every ward in New York City had one guy you used to go to with all your problems. He'd get you jobs, he'd get you health care, he'd get you food and everything. Well, when Lindsay became mayor up there many years ago, he wiped all that system out. And now what happened was everybody came down to City Hall to get what they needed. And City Hall couldn't handle it. So they wiped, they cut off their left arm, what's the old expression, cut off the nose to spite the face. And that's what happens. I don't like to be real liberal, and I don't like to be real conservative. I like somewhere dead in the middle, moderate, I guess is the better word to use. I don't like crowds, first of all. I mean, after working out on the street all day long, smelling these gas fumes and arguing with people over the fare in the cab and having bratty kids breathe in my face.
I think that's about the end of the point.
Well, I thought he said Germans towards the end. I don't like crowds.
Ah, right.
And
right,
I was
right.
Like, oh, wow, okay.
He did say earlier something about Russians, because his mom was a Russian, and they grew up during the communist time. Then he was, not communist time, but the time where there was that whole red war thing,
Yeah.
And then he was saying that a lot of Americans that were very openly racist towards Russians.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think he meant clouds.
Yes, yeah. I think that's a racist term.
But what do you think of the position of like saying that as you get older, you tend to maybe not go from Democrat to Republican, but let's talk about left and right.
Yeah.
Go from right to left, like right leaning, i.e., like more liberal towards the left, which is more like capitalist.
Yeah.
Do you find that to be the case with you so far? I mean, we're not that old, but we're 35 years old, so like about there, right?
You're 33 years old. Stop.
Ish la.
Stop doing that. I don't like it. Okay, so I think this video shows very accurately that there are many different valid viewpoints in every voter base. Right? And it also shows that as people age, their allegiances change because like their needs and their current needs at the moment have changed, and politics is often expect to reflect those needs. So off the top of my head, like logically, right, for most people they will become wealthier when they grow older. Why older people tend to be more conservative, I feel, is that also because they are incentivized to keep the system that already exists. Because you already built your wealth on it.
They sort of made their bones in this way, right?
And they do not want any change to kind of affect that. I think that's where the term conservative came from, because it's conserve, the status quo.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
For young
people... They should call it preservative, right? Because you want to preserve the status quo. But anyway, yeah, for young people.
Okay. I think conserve sound nicer, because like, I conserve a shop house.
Yeah, preservative is like some f***ing vegetables.
Like, preserve is like, this thing is f***ing dead
in a jar.
Although, if I was very left-leaning, I'd probably make that joke, because I'll argue that the system is dead already.
They're preservatives.
You're not conservative, you're preservatives.
Then you bring the xianzai, you put there the pickles.
Yeah. On the other side, to be very, very left-leaning,
yeah.
I think also very natural, when you are... When I was young, I also didn't know any stuff about the world. I was going to say shit.
Yeah, said it afterwards anyway, so what the fuck?
Yeah.
Same. I was very left also.
Then I did not understand why things were the way they are.
Yeah, so what corrupted you?
What corrupted me?
Is it the chase for fire? Probably is, right?
I think so. I think as I...
I mean corrupt. Yeah.
Okay, because first I started off from zero, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then I thought okay, I need to amass resources, or if not, I won't be able to change anything or find freedom for myself, at least for myself first.
Mm-hmm.
Then on the way to finding freedom for myself, earning money, talking to people, then I realized the world does not work in the way I thought it did.
Yeah.
I went from always thinking the world should be this way.
Yes.
The world should be this way.
Yes.
Then after that, it became more okay, the world currently operates on this system.
Mm.
Then behind, at the back of my head, I still have this the world should still work this way.
Yep.
But I put my recognition of the realities of the world first.
Right. So it has sort of...
Yeah, so I now that I'm 33, I still have my ideals of what I want the world to be.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere that left-wing dumbass... Not to say all left wing and dumbass, my previous self.
Reaming lah. Yeah. Left wing, dumbass reaming.
Dumbass reaming. Not all left wing people are dumb. It's just me, right?
Yeah.
Somewhere the 25-year-old dumb me is still around, right?
Yeah. It's in there somewhere fighting, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
How can you do this?
But I can see how many people, if they do not cling on to their older, more idealistic self, it's very easy to turn and become to let go of the past.
Yeah, completely become right and just chase.
Full right. You just want the status quo, and I think that's not good also.
Yep, yep.
Because when you want, let's say if richer and older folks get disproportionately serve all the benefits of society, that is very unfair to the poorer, younger population.
Yep, absolutely.
So, in an ideal government, it represents both party, both demographics.
But to represent both will result in conflicts. And then that's where you have to draw the lines.
In compromises.
Yeah, it have to overlap and something will not work well.
I think we have to recognize that each group got their own self-interest.
Yep, yep.
And I find when people... have their own self-interest, they tend to become more and more extreme.
Yes.
To draw the line clearly.
Right.
It becomes us versus them already.
That's what's happening in America right now, quite prominently. Right?
So extreme left, really extreme left. Extreme right, really
extreme right. Yeah.
I think extreme left will say eat the rich,
like
them more, but they don't understand wealth is mobile, wealth flows around.
Yeah.
The extreme right will say something why are you so poor, don't be lazy.
Mm.
Right, they don't understand things the poverty cycle.
Yeah,
they don't understand discrimination. Yeah. They don't understand stuff like glass ceiling. They don't care about mental health.
Yeah.
Because in some sense, a large proportion of them have already made it.
And they had to work their adult life without having anyone tell them about this stuff or look out for them in that way.
Mm.
So it might come across a little bit I didn't need that.
Yeah.
So why do you need that now? It's a bit like the NS thing. Everybody say, well, last time you're so soft. Last time, you know what we do. The road march is like this, like that.
So
people died.
So there are two kinds of people, right? People who feel I suffered before, so you don't need to suffer again.
Yeah, then I suffered, so you also better suffer. Otherwise, it was not fair to me.
Yeah, exactly.
I suffered for nothing.
So
I think that first...
I lean towards the
It's like old men plant trees so that the younger people have the shade to enjoy.
Yeah, it's right? Not like I know shade last time.
You might so not get to enjoy it. Shade, yeah, yeah, right? Yeah.
I think that's not the way to go about it. Okay, but what is also worth saying, there are many rich liberals and there are a lot of very, very poor conservatives. So that is something that cannot be explained by...
By this simple...
By this anecdote.
This
single anecdote.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think for that one, it's more of like the culture surrounding each side and what they believe in. At least this is what I think when it applies to America, at least.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I think, like if I say something like, okay, this person enjoys hunting, freedom, guns.
You're already painting a very vivid picture.
Left or right?
I'm thinking red MAGA hat, you know.
Yeah. So, and then like
confirm right one. Yeah. I mean confirm right, yeah.
Yeah. Then on the other end, if it's like the interest is more like philosophy,
plants,
education,
apartment living.
The history of indigenous people in America.
Yeah.
Then you'll know that it's more
like another picture is painted.
So the line is not always drawn across wealth lines. But I think wealth does play a part in drawing the lines. Wealth is
Somewhat accurate predictor.
It's more like a factor, right? Yeah. The richer you are, it's more likely you lean right.
Yeah.
However, it doesn't necessarily mean so.
Yeah, there are exceptions, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the point you made about like the righteous 20-year-old remaining in there somewhere. Because I also sometimes wonder like if I had met myself when I was younger in university, idealistic, want to change the world, whether that Wei Chun would be shocked at me and felt like I was a complete sellout and I'm now embodying the values that are so taboo. And I feel like he might be, but I hope that like even at 20 when I was righteous and very emotional and hot-headed about these things, that I would have some of the rationality to understand, at least because it's myself. Like, well, actually, to even change the world, you need to amass resources first. And how else to amass resources when you're young and you're poor, but to play by the rules first.
Yeah.
Then like you say, play by the rules, then like, actually, the rules, I understand kind of why they are, because you are playing by it.
Yeah.
You know, so it also, like, not even from an old person point of view, but as somebody, for example, like ourselves, who have made the majority of our current fortune in the last few years by playing by the rules and trying to think about, okay, what does the world want? How do we give the world what they want? Instead of thinking what it should be in our head, that in that chase, we sort of, not just corrupted by ourselves, but we don't see it that way. I mean, I see the word corrupted, but I don't see it that way. I see it as actually I gain a new perspective of how to look at things and how, like you said, how the world is, which gives me more ammo for then next time applying to what it should be. But I also feel like that way, that part of me that I feel like things should be this way, things should be that way, the left-leaning side has been pushed already, has been pushed towards the middle or where we perceive to be the middle.
Okay.
You know?
The way I see it is like my two personas, right?
Yeah.
It's like sweaters.
Okay.
Like I will, or caps. I kept a sweater. Was a weird analogy. I'm so sorry. Like if I'm like, it's an extra tool for me to analyze like a situation or a thing.
Or well, like a glasses, lah.
Yeah, yeah. Like a lens, right? Yeah. Okay. Put on my
macro lens now.
My right wing lens. Yeah, put on my left wing lens because they both sides make very good points.
Yeah.
And I think the danger as you accumulate more and more wealth is that you might forget the idealistic self. And I think the idealistic self is still very important. Especially if you want to enact real change. Right? Because how the world should be, like how you're thinking right now, how the world should be, right? Will still benefit a lot of people who are on the lower end, like the lower income end of
the spectrum. They're suffering the way you perceived yourself to be suffering when you were also poor.
Exactly. So if you indeed want to change the world for the better,
right,
you will need to hang on to those ideals.
Yeah, but you cannot misplace your left-wing spectacles. It's like, where is that? You know, like, I wear this right-wing one all the time, I forget where I put my fucking left-wing.
Yeah.
Then it's at the bottom of my bed somewhere, like cobwebs, you know.
Yeah.
Then you cannot change the world because you need that to change the world.
Exactly.
Right?
I've noticed this thing among like older millennials and younger Gen X's.
Yeah.
They'll say something like, oh, when I was young, I used to hate Lee Kuan Yew.
Yes, yes.
But now as I'm older, I now understand why like Akong did.
Ah Gong, the things
that he did.
Not Lim Pei lah, Ah Gong lah.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
And I think to some degree, LKY also held on to some idealistic parts of himself.
Ah, right. Yep. The idea of racial equality, things like that. Like that. Actually, the current probably meta at that region at the time where he was coming to power was not the way that you did things, but he that was his left lens, like, maybe, you know?
Yeah.
And he said, when I get power, I'm going to change it like that.
Yeah. Because he did... Okay, in the beginning, he did campaign for, I think, free speech. Actually, in the beginning, his platform was very left.
Yes.
After he became government, he had to run things.
I see. So actually, Lee Kuan Yew also changed.
Yeah, in some way.
Yeah. Because that was my problem with him. Like, when I was young, like, I also didn't appreciate Lee Kuan Yew. Like, because of actually, because I'm an artist, you know, the whole freedom of expression thing.
Yeah.
That was the main thing for me. That was so taboo, you know. But nowadays, I'm like, actually, can sort of see his POV a little bit, you know? So, yeah, that's a very good point also. Yeah. But you were saying, like, the way he did policies also, like, and the way he campaigned at the start.
Yeah, but you can see, like, while Singapore appears to be very cutting edge of capitalism, like the bleeding edge of capitalism, everything is a business, blah, blah.
Yep.
But Singapore also has a lot of policies that outsiders might consider socialist.
Yeah.
Public housing, for instance.
Yep.
Like, the number of... Okay, like, for example, Singapore forces you to save for your retirement.
CPF.
That is a very...
It's quite a socialist, it's quite a nanny state kind of thing. Yeah, exactly. Like, I look after you. It's not like, free market, you do whatever you want and you suffer the consequences.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, in that way, Singapore is kind of like both left and right at the same time. But it can be very... hard to see that.
Yes, that's true.
If you are entrenched,
extreme end, right? Yeah.
If you're entrenched at either end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like this analogy that I like to think about it, like it's like the spectrum of left and right is like a long road, and it's very straight and narrow. So if you are very extremely on the right, actually all you see are people that even if people are in the middle, because it's a very straight road and you don't see the width of it and people on different sides. You just see everybody there as the same thing and they're all not on your side.
Mm.
And people like who are too much on one end run the danger of being very myopic or like they're not exposing to themselves like the blind side that they might have in terms of like different perspectives, and that's very dangerous also. So like I think the centrist thing very important, like. And the middle moves constantly and there's no set middle, right? Because the spectrum is an infinite one and some people think the center is here, some people think the center is here. So like the uncle was saying like he tries to be right in the middle, like, or try to go towards the middle.
Yeah.
That's difficult also because there's no set middle point.
Because someone will argue like, oh, your middle is probably not someone else's.
Yeah. So I actually feel like the only way to check if you're in the middle, right, actually, are you able to summarize fairly succinctly to a point where either side will agree, right? Either side's arguments. I think that's super important, like in terms of not just politics, but in terms of everything else, you know, where people can draw up sides. Are you able to summarize both sides in a way that either side will agree with you?
I mean, not just that. Like, are you able to... like, whenever you think you're right, are you able to have some empathy, put yourself in that person's shoes?
Yeah, that's
and
fair too.
Think of the series of events
that might have led them to be so extreme.
To think this way.
Yeah, what brought them so far this side or so far that side?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's
and I feel like that's an important life skill also. Also, how you earn more money.
I think we did it. Yeah.
We did it.
We did it for this one, yeah.
All right.
So thanks for watching. In case this is the last video, we die in some accident somewhere. Like now it's raining, we slip on a drain cover, then we
hit our head.
Yeah. Because you gotta be careful when you cross those drain things, especially when it's straight.
Yeah.
Very
slippery. like on the roads, right? When you're cycling,
isn't it? Wow. No, just cycling. Like you walk around, so those drain covers.
Yeah.
I always try to walk like diagonally.
Oh, diagonal, yeah.
Like across. You know, I don't know why I talk about this, but yeah.
Okay.
We might do that and die, so in case we do, thank you very much for supporting us.
Yes.
It's been a great run. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.